Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 91st installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. Make sure to check us out, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com and the ever-popular comment line at 313-254-4260.
Operators are standing by.
So you guys got a comment from me, apparently.
We did last week. It was one of the best comments that you've ever left because it left us in a lot of question about this episode. So.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I didn't recall it. At some point the next day, somebody made a mention of it. I was like, oh shit, I did call, didn't I? That's how bad that night was. I was in a bad place mentally.
Anyway, we have a special guest co-host Amber from Conniption Fit along with, temporarily until we get the Mount Clemens Gun Club in here, Jason Kane, also. Melted face and walked wirelessly all over the bullfrog last night and made it their bitch at 1:30 in the morning.
Yes, we did.
The challenge was set up. You know, you guys cleared the whole, like, bar for me, and I had to, you know, and hands were out like, come on, you got to do it. So,
I know, you walked the mini catwalk there.
I know, it's like a mini catwalk or kind of like a plank. I almost thought he was going to fall off and die.
That green ledge that, like, extends from, like,
that is wobbly.
Stage right.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that thing is just broken ankles.
It's about half a foot, you know, wide.
Yeah.
And he did it. Wobbly. He creeped along playing his guitar the whole time, so walking on that thing.
What time did you guys go on?
12:30-ish.
Oh, okay.
12:30.
Somewhere around there.
You guys closed it out. It was a Detroit Live showcase. Nice, intimate show.
Great energy.
Absolutely. Nate was excited to be there, man. He freaked out. He had a Conniption Fit during Conniption Fit. So it's always good to see Nate freak.
Nate?
He was like doing this like gorilla seizure looking dance thing. It was very interesting. Very,
it was
very
inspiring
interesting.
For us on stage.
It's good.
We love seeing that kind of crowd.
It's the new hot dance. All the kids are going to be doing it.
That's right. So
do the gorilla seizure.
Detroit Live has a ton of other events coming up. Make sure to check out what they're doing. DetroitLiveMagazine.com. May to the 28th is still on, Steve. That's going down this Friday.
Yeah, man. We wound up having to move it from the old Chicago Tavern, apparently. It's shut down. TNT's is also still
shut down. Closed. Yeah.
Is this the ghost town we've been fearing for a while? Or what the hell is going on?
I hope not.
What it's looking like.
I don't know what the deal is.
We're just going to have to rock out some more warehouses.
So we moved to the Hideout on Grosbeck near, I guess, between 12 and 13.
I've never been to the Hideout.
What's that
pretty
like?
Pretty cool. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah, it kind of sits sort of up on top of like this small hill off of Grosbeck.
Huh,
walk
cool.
up in there, room opens up. It's nice big room.
Sweet. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's cool.
June 4th, also. Conniption Fit O'Dayan Misery Show, 6 months gone at the Rack and Roll.
Yeah, dude.
Misery, that's going to be another good
pretty
one.
Cool. Them dudes are cool. They played our last Bullfrogs gig. They're
CJ, all right. Like, destroys his bass. It's crazy.
He's funny. He's in love with his new bass.
Yes.
He's in love with it. He was petting it last time I saw him.
You got something going on with basses, right?
I do. Actually, our band, Conniption Fit, we have a couple recent endorsements, but I do. Nice. I did just find out 2 weeks ago that I now am a member of the Zahn Guitar family. And they are really, they make some of the best basses in the world. And I will be their first female bass endorsee. So I feel pretty ecstatic about that. It's going to take me 6 months for them to make my bass because everything's...
It's like the Wayne's World. We're not worthy.
Totally. I mean, I get this email from the owner and I was beside myself. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. They endorse like Story of the Year, Goo Goo Dolls.
No way.
What's his face?
Robert Trujillo from Metallica.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's like, I'm in this family. I'm like, what?
Yep. Yeah.
It's damn. Serious.
Just show up at Trey Hill's house like, hey, I'm your sister. Let me in.
Yeah.
I get... I need to use a restroom.
Yeah, we're going to get backstage passes to all the shows now.
Is that bass going to make an appearance June 4th?
No.
You were telling me last night.
Oh, it'll probably take a while.
Yeah. They have to actually craft it. It takes months
They have to. They actually have to birth it.
Birth a bass.
Seriously, from what I've heard, 6 months, but six or more, but I'm hoping six.
All right, without any further BS, Steve, what's that in your head?
Beer of the week.
It's the glam thug laugh, baby. I need to, here's what we're going to do. I've done this before, and it's a big surprise every time to everybody, but guess what? The beer of the week this week is a homemade wine. Damn straight.
Wait, what?
Homemade wine.
So you brewed this?
Actually, MCGC cohort, J.E. Ola, makes his own homebrews, as well does Tom from MCGC. They both homebrew. This is Ola's specific homemade wine.
Huh.
Brought in two bottles of it today. So, yeah, as soon as them guys come in, we're going to break it out and take some drinks.
But man.
He's got a Pinot Grigio.
I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, and the Riesling, which I'm a fan of Rieslings. I'm not a fan of weak Riesling, meaning it's like a white, say, 9, 10% ABV. This one apparently is sitting at around 14 or higher, like alcohol content. So,
That'd be interesting. I'll have to take a little sample of that.
Little snifters all around of homemade wine. But that's going to be part of what we get into with the Gun Club interview is self-sustainability, sufficiency, home doing anything that you can necessarily, you know. But their home brews are great. I've tried those. I think we'll bring both these bottles in, crack them open, and give them a shot. I'm going for that Riesling for sure. But, you know, the Pinots are what more of they're both whites, roughly. But the Riesling I'm a fan of. Also, did you ever have blueberry wine?
No.
Good shit, man. He didn't bring any of that. However, you can find blueberries made by Leelanau,
I have seen blue raspberry Boone's Farm. I don't know if that's the same thing. Probably not
you know
even close.
Oh, my God.
have you seen this?
No.
Blue raspberry?
Is there such a thing as a blue raspberry? Or is this some chemical concoction?
I think it's
some sort of mixture of.
Like a. It's the razzleberry wine. There's no such thing as razzleberry. There are snozzberries.
There are lollyberries.
Lollyberries.
This sounds much better than anything that you can find from your local.
Dude, this is unfortunately, you are not going to find this anywhere. It's very specific to us in this booth right now. So if you're listening out there, all you can do is imagine how good this is going to be. I'm sorry. This is entirely localized to us right now. Amber, Jason's going to try something. We're going to try it.
It's going to be a very homebrewed.
It's just for us in this room right here.
That's amazing.
Special wine.
Suck it, people.
Now, the MCGC, they're brewing their own wine. They do some other self-sustainability, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Ola's an accomplished blacksmith.
Wow.
Very cool. We'll get into that later. Mm-hmm. That's some important stuff. If you're looking for more amazing rock interviews, crazy innovative things like car casts, and even more creepy fun than you can find in an alpaca's digestive system, check out our man Les, a.k.a. the Country Coworker, only at ZALDOR.com.
That shit sounds like you mic'd up a bunch of monks. Come here, monks. We're going to mic you up.
From what I hear, Zaldor absolutely loves that drop. I think it made his day. So
awesome. He played the Sing on the Chorus tune also on his site, and the interview is up.
That was actually pretty good. They caught a lot of stuff that Zaldor probably shouldn't have got ahead of.
Like Danny running around wanting to teabag people?
Danny wants... I don't know if you guys had taken off by that point, but Daddy walked up to Zaldor and goes, Zaldor, I want to teabag your forehead.
What was his response?
And then he goes... before Zaldor could say anything, Danny goes, Olin gave me a clonic. What a dick. There's something along those lines. And I'm like, Danny, no, I didn't. What
did she mean to say Klonopin?
Did you
give her a pill?
She said clonic.
Oh, God.
I don't know. What is a clonic? It sounds like a date rape drug of some kind.
Upon hearing her wanting to teabag someone, you're like, yeah, wait. You got the equipment?
Exactly. How's this going to go down?
We love Danny. Daddy's a good type. She's always a blast. She had a conniption fit that night.
I mean, you know, and also, yeah, that night for sure, Absolutely. But then again, her name is not Catastrophe for nothing.
Exactly.
So.
She definitely entertains. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Origix in DC. They're doing some big things. They're doing their brand new TooRawForFM.com is now on the Psychopathic Radio Network. So it's WFuckOff.com. So check them out. It's going to be on this Thursday to go along with the Gangbang Radio Thursday. So if you want to see some ICP influenced wicked shit with a twist, Origix and DC are going to throw it down. TooRawForFM.com or stream it live at WFuckOffRadio.com. Good time. So we got some comments, and these are great comments this week. This first one...
Did I call again at some random point?
I don't know what happened, but it sounds like some cryptic, like... I don't know. It's about Simons in Allen Park.
You have a text to landline message from 3132286905FW. Vertical bracket tonight at Simons After Dark in Allen Park. Doors at 8. Support local music crew Mega.
What?
Thank Is this the comment?
To landline.
That was the comment? Did we just get roto dialed by fucking Simons?
This is Simons After Dark at Allen Park.
What?
It's the announcer on the People Mover talking about Simons After Dark. I don't.
What?
So that's from the People Mover.
How'd that end up there?
A 313 number called us and left us that. I don't know what it is.
That's bizarre.
I'm excited to introduce this new segment. I love it. It's called Fucked Up Song Lyrics. Dilla, just play it. It's called Fucked Up Song.
This is a brand new segment for the Olin Ezra Show. This is called Fucked Up Song Lyrics. This is segment one, Through Glass by Stone Sour.
I'm looking at you through the glass, staring straight up at your ass. As you shit on the table, you know it turns me on. Gonna blow my fucking load. Gonna shoot my fucking chode upside your head.
Thank you.
Do one of you guys have something to do with that?
No. He's gonna die.
Was that DJ Groove?
That.
Pull it together, man.
So what is the... This was the point of the fucked up song lyrics.
Because that was so funny.
That's not.
I can see a tear.
That's not actual song lyrics. That's
fucked up song lyrics.
So it's a twist on actual song lyrics?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So that was Stone Sour.
That's funny, fuck. That's funny, yeah.
That was it. I'm gonna bust my fucking chode upside your head.
Apparently, he starts with watching her take a shit on a glass table. And things digress from there pretty quick.
That has to be one of the best comments that we've ever received on the Old Ezra Show. I don't even... the first time I heard it, I didn't know what to make of it. Then I listened to it like 8 more times and just died, and it still is killing me.
You don't hear chode referenced enough.
not very often.
And then the thank you at the end is just the perfect.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. We assure you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you for that.
Just made his week.
I gotta pull myself together. So trivia, Ryan B. No one answered, so Steve, I'm going to put you on the seat because we got to move along.
Was this from last week?
This is last week's question. Who originally sang the song, If I Ruled the World? Originally, not Nas.
Do you want an answer?
Yeah, I need it. I'm looking to you because nobody else can answer it. I guess it's too tough for them.
Curtis Blow.
Thank you. That's not that hard. I don't. We've had that question for 3 weeks. All right, but anyway, fuck it. This next question is brought to us by Maybelline, and it is worth 30 points.
Olin, it's the B-Man, Ryan B. from the Potty Mouth Sissies. It is Friday, so happy Friday, bitches, to everybody there. It's time for hip-hop trivia, brought to you by Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, that was nice. You want to do it? Oh, okay. Here we go. Check it out. I got a good question for you. It's worth 30 points.
You can't afford 30 points.
Anyway, check it out. The time was 1987, and there was a big hip-hop feud rivalry going on with two New York City rappers. One wore the famous hat, and one wore the famous shades. One said to the other, "You stole my style, bitch." And then and the other one replied, "Your shades look like Star Trek glasses, dude." So the question is, that's the question, name the two New York City rappers. So that's the question for the night. I'm heading out to the Park Bar, and maybe I'm going to get some anal sex tonight.
No.
Well, I tried, Owen. I tried.
She said no like that was a question.
He still tried to hang up the phone. He had some problems hanging up the phone. Ryan B. from the Potty Bus Sissies, good friends of the old.
That's a good segment, dude. I mean, not everybody is aware of, like, the founding fathers of what's considered, like, hip-hop. And that's some pretty deep history at this point in 2010 to reach back to the 80s. However, those are good questions, dude. Seriously.
Very good.
I feel like anybody, especially a lot of these, like, quote, rappers that we have on the show, if they don't know that question, they ain't no fucking rapper. I'm going to put a foot right in their ass.
Oh, Steve, I love it.
It's just like you know, what's your influences? You know, like Nas, Wu-Tang. Really? That's where you started? You better do some studying, son.
GZA.
Yeah. Not bad influences, just look. It's not like I would just go like, you know, yeah, man, like, I love rock. I am so all about, like, who does that? See, I don't even fucking know. Who does that song, Crazy Bitch?
You got it.
Buck Cherry.
You know, like I would go,
yeah,
dude,
Buck Cherry's your roots.
I've started learning rock from, like, Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
You know, the roots, my roots dip back to, like, Buck Cherry. Didn't I say in your bed, you're but
laughing your ass.
My roots, Limp Bizkit.
Right,
maybe,
like, yeah. I learned
Jason's
everything
like,
that I know from, I am totally styled on Fred Durst.
Sad day.
She's like getting very tense. Yeah. She just said that.
Oh, I know.
What about?
No, I feel you, dude.
The New York
saying,
Underground.
Somebody would get probably hit pretty quick if they told me that their best reference was Limp Bizkit.
So, Curtis Blow said it the best. These are the breaks. Somebody else said it before him, too. I don't remember. I want to say it was Houdini that did that song. Who did that, Steve?
Copernicus. Yes, the scientist, the astronomer. He was like, you know what? These are the breaks. Something like that.
I was like, Copernicus, dude, wait. And then you're like, these are the breaks.
No. Italian astronomer.
All right, so we're going to do a swap out. Jason Kane, thank you, sir, for spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
Damn, yeah, man.
Always a pleasure. Awesome to see you walk the plank at the Bullfrog.
You never know what you'll see at a Conniption Fit show.
Yeah,
that's
fuck
true.
No.
You never know. You might see people streaking down the street in front of the bar. You might
bring
see
that
walking
one up again.
The plank playing the lead, you know, crazy. You never know. So yeah.
We each got our own version of crazy to bring to the
that's
show.
That's right. So, you know, you never know what'll happen. So
that's the best part.
Awesome, so, man. June 4th, we're on, huh?
We're going to play a song, speaking of that, speaking of your influences and where you're from. The song is called Sing on the Chorus. It is by a band called B-Dab. Then we're going to get the Mount Clemens Gun Club in here.
This is a singing chorus. The verses were rapped just like you hear on the radio. It's the same old crap. This is a singing chorus. But it could be worse. I could be Jason Mraz. This is a verse into a song with the chorus, where somebody is singing the hook tougher than Chuck Norris. A standard composed by the masters, they know what sells those magnificent bastards. You don't want to hear unpredictable structure. We want to feel safe to a beat with a creature comfort. I'm rapping, so that means you're hearing a verse. I got you jumping like a voodoo curse. Another voice. My gothic zombies, and follow the drum that was obviously quantized. But the second the record doesn't repeat, I'm changing the station.
No.
I turn it off, you lost me like a daydream. Cause we only wanna get down and drown in the mainstream. Hey, I got a new song for us, and it goes rap on the verses and sing on the chorus.
This is a singing chorus. The verses were rap, just like you hear on the radio. It's the same old crap. This is a singing chorus. Somebody could be worse. We could be the blackout.
you hear on the radio is the same old crap. This is a singing chorus, but it could be worse. We could be the bare naked ladies.
But there's so much fun. Did you hear that? I said, Don't hate, that's what they do in them songs. I got all the wrong reasons, all the right looks. So I got what it takes, so yo, I even read books. Cause one day I'll be up in them cribs with my new tattoo, swimming in silicone tits. That's right, I said it again. Everybody look at me, I'm a modern day Pete West. Rented mansions, play on the radio stations. I'm like your favorite major label creation. Cause we get to make money.
Damn!
It doesn't matter, we're not a good band or a flash in the pan. If you wanna see piercings, I got them. If you wanna see my friends puking, I got them. A sucker tried to step to me, so I shot him. And if I was gay, I'd be a power bottom.
This is a singing chorus. The verses were rapped just like you hear on the radio. It's the same old crap. This is a singing chorus. Somebody could be yours. We could be a Disney creation.
Safe for the family.
This is a singing chorus. Well, not this, cause right now it's a change. A little something to break up the staleness of the song. But it might be too late.
Too late,
too late. This is a singing chorus. Come on, sing on the chorus. This is a singing chorus. But it could be worse. We could be.
Ah, you fill in the blank.
And that was Sing on the Chorus. Steve-O.
Definitely young.
Amazing.
Be down!
So now we're here with the Mount Clemens Gun Club. They got some homebrewed wine. Man, this stuff is amazing.
The wine bottle is going around the room.
Wait, don't finish it.
Relentlessly.
Pass this down.
Passing around a wine bottle. And like an actual wine bottle. It's very...
professional.
Homey.
I was going to bring the one in the can, but...
Oh man, that's good.
Can
I don't
wine.
Like wine.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I guess I do like wine now.
Oh, look at that. We killed it. By the way, we've just killed Ola's bottle of homebrew wine.
Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. We got J.E. Ola here, Tom and Dwayne. And these guys.
What's up, dudes?
What representing up? What up? What up? Self-sustainability amongst a ton of other great things going on at the Mount Clemens Gun Club.
Thanks for having us, man.
And they brought some t-shirts. We got some stickers for our cars, some decals.
More stuff over there.
Yeah, made in America, man.
Authentico. Sweet. Just like good friends of the show, InkAddict.com.
Right. So speaking of which, we will eventually get to like the merchandise and where it is available. But not only locally, but nationally, we are looking either at made in America stuff or generated local merchandise, right? Where you guys, like, who's your shirt company right now you're dealing with?
Well, we get them from a company, I believe they're based out of Texas, called Bayside. And it's all American fabric, made in America.
Hells yeah.
We're looking for something, we're always looking for different local proprietors, you know.
So I know, like, we talked before, and something I would definitely want to touch on is, like, MCGC, Mount Clemens Gun Club, like, rather be considered, you know, like mission statement or motto. You want to go over that, like
Well, basically the whole idea is to just be self-preservationist. You know, buy a gun, learn how to use it correctly, protect your family, protect your neighborhood, protect your country. It's like the whole thing that this country.
The original purpose.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there this Word document way back in the day? Some dudes in powdered wigs were talking about. That's perfect. I think that's the direction we sort of need to go at this point, because it seems like there's over legislation everywhere, you know, with everything that we do. It's just we're regulated to a point where
just today I saw someone's bumper sticker. It said, I love my country. It's my government I fear.
Mm-hmm.
To which I thought, when
it's actually been around for 20 years.
When people fear your government, there's tyranny. When governments fear the people, there's liberty. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm like, I just almost, you know, you pull up next to people with these, they love to make broad statements via bumper stickers. Like, it's my government I fear. You'd be like, don't fear your government. They should fear you. Do you own a firearm? Yeah, okay. Well, you're a sitting duck waiting for something to happen to you then. By the way, man, you guys are, I mean, we often discuss open carrying. Where's the firearms open today? Well,
we don't like to mix business with pleasure a lot of times. Well, it is generally taken upon the gun culture as far as just more or less being responsible is before anything. You don't point it at anybody when you have a gun. You don't drink alcohol when you handle a gun. And we're drinking today. So we just don't have guns today.
That's just wisdom and responsibility right there.
Wait, yeah, what is a strange responsibility?
Well,
dude,
but look at, like, I happen to, whenever I do check in, because I like to, quote, know the enemy, watch, you know, like, regular news, local news, and it was almost like, I swear to God, the first 45 minutes of Channel 2 Fox News last night was, like, an infomercial against guns. They're using that little girl in Detroit that got shot in the fucking face.
Yeah. But it was the cops, see, and they're going to take away the guns from the people, but in that instance, it was the police.
They're not going to.
They're not going to.
Good. I like that. That's a good answer.
There's a couple too many of them floating around the United States right now, so.
What's the old reference? There's more guns than people?
What we try to do mostly is we encourage self-sufficiency. And communication is the two ways to really just kind of bring everybody together. I mean, because the more you can do, the less reliant you are on anybody else.
Right.
And that's what this country was made of. It was made of self-sufficient people.
Oh, yeah. We've kind of lost our way throughout the course of where it's like, oh, the government, please, you know.
It's
become so dependent that we're at everybody else's mercy all the time.
If the monetary system crashed tomorrow, what would you do?
Well, that's the thing, and we talk about that often. I mean,
yeah, we talk about bartering and
contingency, you know, to a point of I know where those guys are going to be when the shit goes down. You know what I mean? I know that I have pretty much the Clinton River line to make my way around.
Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people looking at the TV and tell them what to do.
It's right. And
stay calm. Just stay in your homes. You know, we'll have a nice little tank patrolling the street.
Make sure you get your shot.
There's another thing right there. Yeah. You know vaccines.
The vaccination, sure, it's all out there. And they abuse, sure, fear to, like, generate you, to go and get that stuff done. But as soon as I seen remember in California back in the day, because Amber comes from Cali, but they started really pushing those, like, electronic billboards where everything sort of changes. And as soon as they did that here.
I saw the RuPaul one.
And then on the freeway.
That was sweet. Fucking RuPaul, dude.
But bright lights.
Right when I drive into California, first thing I see is a goddamn RuPaul billboard blinking.
That chick's kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
I'm like, really?
If I was drunk and she was on a bed, I might.
Like, awesome first impression. Awesome first impression, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
But they went as far as, besides those, they now have, like, the on freeway, you know, like MDOT signs. Mm. And all I see is report to this direction. Do not take these exits. It's really all going to be used to dictate what to do in the event of a fucking cataclysm, you know?
Well, right. That's when FEMA's going to, you know, take the reins and help everybody out and, you know, give them money to eat and give them houses and not put people in camps and ship them around.
That's where self-sufficiency comes in.
Exactly. Yeah.
There are no reins to take.
You should never, even if crap goes down, you should have some canned food or something. Because, who knows what they're going to give you, tainted water. Who knows?
Well, that's what they did to the military in Iraq.
Yes. What's up with that?
We had our Marines over there that were dying in the heat and bathing in filthy, disgusting water, and you have all these black water troops that were over there that were driving around in brand new Escalades in
Force.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was mainstream news for a while. The Halliburton people they were supposed to be giving our troops the clean water, and it was just it was all basically rotten.
Rotten. And not to mention, they're getting sick on top of 100-plus degree temperatures over there.
Yeah, sitting out there baking in the desert all day.
But Halliburton still got paid, right?
Just a little bit.
And still got contracts.
Just a little bit.
Don't forget that they relocated. Right. So they're no longer an American company.
Isn't Halliburton is down south right now, having to take some heat for the whole oil spill in conjunction with
that's
having to watch the BP.
Leon Mix, I was outside talking to him. Recycle the Soul was also at that show last night, but I was talking to Leon Mix, the drummer for Recycle the Soul, and he said that it was a North Korean sub that attacked the oil rig.
What?
That's what he told me. Really? And I go. I was just wondering.
I could
if
neither
any
confirm
you guys
that. I can't confirm that, but I won't deny it.
Well, you know that that earthquake in Chile was caused by global warming.
Was it?
Yeah, you know that one, right?
Yeah, no. what about this like tsunamis and everything else that's destroying the world? It seems like Mother Nature's mad at us.
Can you blame her?
No.
ELF, the extremely low frequency generators. That's part of the problem right there, where they can actually weather modification.
Well, that's HARP, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of it.
Very part of it, yeah, purportedly. And especially before said earthquakes, when they actually have video saying, like there seems to be a prism of colors in the sky, what the death befalls you. I mean, that's, manipulating frequencies thereby fucking with the prism of, you know.
Well, they also have a lot of nuclear weapons. They got to get rid of them.
Yeah, they threw them in that fucking volcano that won't let up out there.
Iceland? Yeah. One in Iceland?
Burning. Yep.
Yeah, just throw one in there, see what happens. Holy shit. Whoa, guess what? No one's flying.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jeebus. But,
that's neither here nor there.
Right. So anyway, man, I definitely wanted to stick to, let me ask your opinion on what the NRA has become.
The NRA's become basically what it was meant to become. It's a very good training organization. They're excellent for what they do. They provide hunting safety courses. You know, they're not a political organization at all. Well, they pretend to be, but they're
as well as they're manipulated by politicians.
Well, regardless, the purpose that they serve is to coordinate hunting safety classes. That's what they're for, and they're great at that.
And that's it.
That's it.
Wow.
If you give them money thinking that they're going to back up your Second Amendment, then you're probably on a little bit on the naive side.
That's where I'm going. Now, right. What is your opinion? Is that bumped up against, say, gunowners.org?
Well, gun owners are notorious for being no compromise. And we like to adhere to that as much as possible.
No compromise. Imagine that, exactly what it was set up for. And once again, when people are fearing that government, you have tyranny. When government fears the people, that's the whole point. Didn't we talk about, what is it, Sweden that requires?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yes, there's very little crime there.
They require their citizens to own firearms?
Well, they require their citizens to be responsible.
And own a particular...
Yeah. They're responsible. They're responsible people. And part of being responsible is owning a firearm to defend yourself. Because firearms exist. Right?
You know...
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason to own a firearm.
And I love, again...
They exist.
Touching on, like I said, the whole first 45 minutes of what I saw on the news last night was almost like an anti-gun infomercial. It's like, okay, fine, what's his name comes here, Reverend Horace Sheffield, and who's other reverend that stepped into town now to manipulate this whole little
Sharpton?
Girl's death. Sharpton shows up, getting off in his fucking $2,000 suit, by the way. And he's here to say, like, we need to get these bullets off the street. We need to get, as if that's going to stop violence.
Are you trying to say I got to take up my suit off?
point is, fine, go ahead. Take all the bullets off the street. Sure. Let's make firearms illegal. I can guarantee you someone's still going to get fucking stabbed.
Well, look what's happening. We don't even have to look that far back in history. Look what's happened in Australia over the last couple of years since they decided to ban all guns.
Violent
from all
crimes
citizens.
Went way up.
Everything's gone way up.
What's the old saying? Yeah, once firearms are illegal, or once firearms are outlawed, only outlaws will own firearms.
Right, so exactly. The bad dudes got them, so you got to protect yourself.
Well, isn't the United States the largest arms dealer of the world?
arms dealer, what
to the rest of the world.
Oh yeah, that's what Mexico is saying right now. That's what Calderon was here in America in the White House telling us how we need to be operating around the world, and you know, Obama just sat there nodding his head the whole time because with the hand up his ass, somebody moved.
Well, yeah,
his head
he's got that Goldman Sachs check floating over to him. You know,
fuck yeah, and that's actually kind of what I'm moving to when I get to this story here. The whole Obama cabinet is sure like Wall Street laden. Yeah. Zbigniew Brzezinski,
what a mess.
Oh boy.
I don't even think the people voted for this mess. I don't even think we had a choice. I think it's just so manipulated.
Did you vote for the banker bailout? Did anybody here vote for banker bailout?
That seemed like a really good idea.
Did anybody vote to go into Afghanistan and like reinforce the Afghanistan war?
Now I did because I needed a cheap source of heroin.
Is that a war or an occupation?
It's not a war. It's a police action. There's a reason that war hasn't been declared.
Well, it's not supposed to end. It's like Vietnam. It's just supposed to sustain.
Well, trading with the enemy is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, as far as I know, it's illegal.
But declaring war creates the enemy.
Yeah, declaring war makes it illegal. So as long as there's no war declared, you can trade with the enemy all you want. Since World War II.
Get the 90%. I think as I saw the number was 90% increase in heroin production Afghanistan since our occupation.
Plus, like the media's brilliant job in squashing stories like CIA plane crashes wherever they crashed, and bundles of cocaine were found in the area.
Well, we have a huge party coming up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
That's what we're moving to. Parties. We'll be talking about July 2nd.
Because, I mean, honestly, when we talk about, the Second Amendment, and we kind of coordinate ourselves with other Second Amendment groups. Like, the Michigan Militia, for instance, is involved in training, okay? The RNEM, basically, they're just, who knows what they're up to. But we're more of a social thing. You know, we like to create a positive atmosphere for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, just get the message out there.
Yeah, so, you know, it's more of a club. It's more of a just hanging out, just drinking or whatever. Just hanging out, just being social.
And once we do Mount Clemens Gun Club golf pants.
That's what we were thinking.
Mount Clemens Golf Club.
I know, it's the same acronym.
It's exactly the same.
But, I mean, as far as merchandising goes, sure, you're looking to expand beyond, you know, like just shirts, stickers kind of thing, because the website will then be able to sell various items related to. And I'll tell you what, dude, glad you got one of those shirts, because any damn time that I wear an MCGC shirt, it gets questioned. That's like a blinking light to me. It's like, okay, somebody sees that and is inquisitive about it, and I get to tell them whatever I want.
Yeah, you know, get to speak about it and, you know, and say what it's all about. Yeah,
it's a bunch of dudes that like liberty, guns, and beer.
Correct.
And
homemade wine.
Well, it's American made. That was the whole crux of it, really.
Getting back to your roots?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about merchandise expansion, it was hard to find pants or shirts or whatever that were made in America that we liked.
Because they would prefer in bulk, whether it be Walmart or any random store trying to push it on you, that you buy their Taiwanese, printed.
Made from the blood of thousands of children.
Jesus. But
we should put that right on the tag.
They should put that on
as a grim reminder to what you're doing.
When you go buy food and they tell you the ingredients. I mean,
people could say whatever they want about the barrel of a gun being the better than a vote kind of thing, but what it really amounts to is money. It really boils down to where you spend your money, period. Now, I'm not saying just buy our shit, whatever, but support American businesses.
And if you look around, you can find stuff made in America. I mean, it took a little bit of time, but it's obviously out there.
Hopefully there's more of a turn back in towards it, you know?
And not only that, drive around, you know, a lot of these neighborhoods, and you see farms and all types of other things set up in the trenches, you know.
Hopefully there's a push for urban farming.
I'm hoping that the city of Detroit, for whatever fascist reason, doesn't crack down on urban farms and be
like... Well, that's really the mixture between the conservatism and environmentalism. I mean, that's where the two come together.
Absolutely.
We don't want, you know, anything other than self-sustainability.
Right.
That's what the both of us agree on big time.
They've done such a good job at just crushing the American farmer.
Oh, right.
That was the whole point of farm aid.
Like Olin was saying, you know, how is government going to fuck that up?
How's they gonna how are they going to fuck urban farming?
How are they going to fuck up Craigslist? How are they going to fuck up the internet?
You know
how
what?
Are
they going to fucking take my internet away from me?
They will.
Internet too.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not enough fucking blood sacrifices in Cambodia. They got to come over here and fuck with me, the goddamn fascists.
You're just next on a list.
Right.
If anybody that is hearing this from the sound of our voice should be so inclined, by the way, come down to the Stars and Stripes Festival.
July 2nd?
July 2nd, downtown Mount Clemens, man. You will see that that is still one of the few good times left. It really is. Everybody down there, at least to me, appears to be really cool.
It's a great local festival, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Steve, what do you got over there?
Yeah, man.
Like you guys, got this picture that I was looking
MCGC,
at.
MCGC, you going to stick around for a minute? Yeah. We'll go over this last story here.
Is he new Sir Pricksky?
Pricksky.
Sir Pricksky. Yeah. It's nice that his daughter, by the way, works on NBC, or MSNBC, by the way.
Why wouldn't she?
Zbigniew Brzezinski. This is a guy that... He's very much mentored Obama and the Obama cabinet, by the way.
Butt tugger.
Yeah. This is a guy that goes back to, I mean, like the late 60s with George Bush Sr. with like Bush Sr. and these guys that like their career.
Right.
Human sacrifices, you know?
He's got grease all over.
Like we say, blood sacrifices in Cambodia.
It's all oiled up.
That's my, by the way, the story for next week, if you want to tune in, it's on the movie The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, the last Heath Ledger movie made.
No.
And it's a very detailed account of the fact that this is a fucking on-screen mega ritual, mega human sacrifice of Heath Ledger, right there for everybody to see. And there's a lot of symbology behind that movie, but if you know what to look for, which this is what I'm going to break down, you'll see exactly what the fuck is happening there. And not only that, he probably knew it. And was cool with it. Coming up. No. No, but Zbigniew himself, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is a member of what's considered like the, you know, Council on Foreign Relations. And they have these meetings and Bilderbergers, like the Bilderberg group meets.
A Bilderberger. You know what? Let's just infuriate those assholes and start a burger chain called the Bilderberger.
Get your Bilderberger combo. Yeah, but this
a
recent...
cup of cow blood and crab juice. All right.
Shit.
Put a swastika on there. Why not?
Get your swastika. Sorry, Steve. Continue.
Cup of Haitian refugee blood. That's what they're drinking right now.
Put some oil on there too.
So at this this recent Council on Foreign Relations speech in Montreal, co-founded by the way by David Rockefeller. The CFR was.
Oh, what a good guy, man. That guy is great. Yeah, great person. Great guy.
Interesting side note, like the Rockefeller memoirs, by the way, are so telling. Like, it's just like, you don't give a fuck that you're the reptilian part of your brain is so overdeveloped, you just want to eat other people, right?
I devoured a man's anus today.
Yes. No, not even a man, dude. It'd be a baby. Like, I devoured a fetus anus today. It's tasty.
Maybe not even a human.
So fresh.
Could have been a puppy.
So.
Aww.
So there's all these, like what's considered. There's all these, like, what's considered, like, PNAC, which is, like, Project for a New American Century or Trilateral Commission. Yeah. These dudes, like, operate globally. The whole point of what they do is to really sort of usher in, like, global governance.
They're going to show
via
you.
Via catastrophes, right?
They're going to show you their PNAC.
You're so bad.
Suck my PNAC. Right.
But no, it's all leading up nicely, isn't it? And everybody just...
It seems to be working that way. However, when you have groups of resistance, like the Olin Ezra Show, like Mount Clemens Gun Club, like Magnano, right, come get them. This is what this guy now said with David Rockefeller in attendance during the... Zbigniew Brzezinski warned during the Council on Foreign Relations meeting that a global political awakening in combination... with infighting amongst us elite, is threatening to derail the move towards one world government.
Aha.
So he actually said this. So he goes on to say, like, he explains that the global political leadership has become, much more diversified.
I tap that.
Unlike what it was until relatively recently. Noting that the rise of China as a geopolitical power
and that the global leadership in the context of the G20 was lacking internal unity, and many of its members, especially in bilateral antagonism. In other words, this global elite is infighting amongst itself, and this is hampering efforts to rescue the agenda for global government, which seems to be failing on almost every front.
Yeah, they're putting the carriage before the horse.
Well, who wants to listen to Rupert Murdoch the rest of their goddamn lives? I hate that guy. God damn it.
They're dividing up the conquest before they conquered it.
They're doing a good job of, like, fueling race war, too, nowadays, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
No, they're doing a good job just infuriating everybody.
Exactly. So this is, like, another quote by him at the CFR meeting. He explains, like, another significant factor is that, like, for the first time, he actually said this. And, by the way, the videos are out there, and you can easily find it. Global Political Awakening during CFR speech. Look that up on YouTube. He says, for the first time, I can only imagine he sounds like sort of reptilian. It's like, yeah, for the first time in all of human, like Cobra Commander. That's how all these assholes talk. So, for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a totally new reality. It has not been that for most of human history. Direct quote.
That makes perfect sense.
He's calling out that he does see what, you know, whether it be...
Maybe we're not as stupid as you thought we were, you douchey douchers.
As we thought yes.
The flow of communication has gone both ways now.
Right.
For hundreds and hundreds of years, it was between bankers. Now it's between everybody else.
And that's
the only difference.
And finally, for the first time, people are like, what is this Federal Reserve, and what really is the IRS, and what do they want?
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of sheep out there, but there's a few wolves amongst us.
More people need to wake up to all that.
Which makes me wonder how much longer we will have internet accessibility.
That's Barack's next thing right here is
Barack.
Where shows like us are going to get screwed over and have to...
mention self-sustainability.
I love these quotes. Here's another one. By the way, taken directly from Brzezinski's speech, the whole world has become politically awakened, adding that all over the world people were aware of what was happening politically and were consciously aware of global inequities, global inequalities, lack of respect and exploitation. Mankind, I love that guy, by the way. I miss his show.
Mankind's Morning Madhouse.
Mankind is now politically awakened and stirring, said Brzezinski, adding that this in combination with the fractured elite makes it much more difficult in context for any major power, including currently the leading world power, the United States, to create global governance. So they're looking for particular catastrophes and then to jump on them too. So I think economically, no doubt, is the next like terrorist attack. So what's happening in Greece? What is going on with the fact that people want to audit the Fed? And that dollar starts to crash, watch the type of panic that will set in.
What about Rand Paul winning big?
You know, man, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, fucking Pope John Paul could come back from the dead, win as a president, and still not have any real power whatsoever. I mean, that's why I love that people thought they voted for change with Obama, but
they just voted for the next salesman.
You failed to see the hand up his ass moving his mouth.
Blatantly obvious he didn't know what he was doing from the beginning, but
you got to give Rand Paul a little bit of credit, though.
He's a uniter.
All day, as long as he can go, as far as he can go.
All he's trying to do is just raise a little bit of awareness. You know?
I'd like to reference real quick, too, by the way, should you not really believe what I'm talking about here, what we touch on, there is a book written in 1970 called Between the Ages, America's Role in the Technocratic Era. By Brzezinski, where he says the technocratic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such society would be dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date, complete files containing even the most personal of information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by authority. 1970, he
Internet
wrote that.
Internet Big Brother.
1970, he wrote that.
That reminds me, I got to get a new driver's license.
Here's another one that was written in 1970. None dare call it conspiracy.
Yes, check that out.
Is that what we were talking about?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Wow, that's right on.
So here's this reptilian asshole up there with his reptilian brother saying humanity has undergone a political awakening. And by the way, what he says is that's not a positive development in the eyes of the elite.
Good time. So
yeah, that was
Mount,
great.
Hell
yeah,
Mount man. Cummins Gun Club. They came through with some homebrew, some t-shirts. Amazing stuff. Got to talk some politico with them. Always
talk
good times.
The real shit is what happened.
Mola lave, good sir.
Mola lave.
Thanks, everybody.
Viva la revolution. Make sure to check us out, theolanezrashow.com. Make sure to Google them. We'll have it all linkable. And we're going to switch it up a little bit. We've been talking about some serious stuff. We're going to take you out to, oh, Amber, by the way, thank you. And
Conniption
Jason.
Fit all
Conniption
day, dude.
Fit coming in.
What up, Jay? Absolutely. Thank you guys for hanging out,
thank
man.
Thank you
it's
for changing
time.
Your shirt. We appreciated that.
Anything I can do to help.
We're going to take you out to some Motor City Titties by the Potty Mouth Sissies.
Right after I change my shirt.
That's right. How ironic.
Perfect segue. Oh,
they are Motor City Titties.
They are now.
Only how
hey,
the
you
Olin
missed
Ezra
it, dude.
Show.
God, it's
got
to be four.
You missed it.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Detroit's Underground Talk.
Talk a revolution.
What's up, Quick? What's up, B? What you want to do tonight?
I want to see some boobies.
Word.
Yeah.
Let me roll to the ATM so I can make it rain on them hoes.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
Pocket full of singles and they're all for you.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
I don't give a fuck if the rent is due.
I'm gonna withdraw all my funds. Turn all my 20s into ones. Show me those Motor City titties, baby. Yeah, yeah.
It's a Friday, bitches, so I called up my crew. My girlfriend's out with who knows who. So I gotta decide what the hell to do. It's either cheetahs on the strip or deja vu.
Take off your top, we wanna see them. East 8 Mile Road at the Coliseum. I want a stripper rubbing on my lap. Down at Bazooki, oh, the booby trap.
Downriver's got that hustler club. And Studio 4 in the Dirty Dub. Here's a couple Georgies now undressed. I'm front row drunk at the toy chest.
Potty mouth sissies need a booby fix. Henry the 8th, Southgate on dicks. Indian, Asian, black or white. Flight Club, Landing Strip, Traffic Light.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
Pocket full of singles and they're all for you.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
I don't give a fuck if the rent is due.
I'm gonna withdraw all my funds. Turn all my 20s into ones. Show me those Motor City titties, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Can't seem to manage my finances, cause all my cash is going to lap dances. Can't seem to pay my utilities. My crib is pitch black and 45 degrees.
VIP, so you know she's smoking. Gave me a wink cause she felt me poking. Hands getting wet, so you know she's soaking. Hope my girlfriend thinks my cell phone's broken.
I think I might need a shower soon. Walking out smelling like stripper perfume. Making me drool, dancing on the stool. Gotta help these girls pay for school.
Saw your sister up on that pole. Now she's got change for the border toll. Drinking my drink while she's doing a spin. I spit it all out when my dad walked in.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
Pocket full of singles and they're all for you.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
I don't give a fuck if the rent is due.
I'm gonna withdraw all my funds. Turn all my 20s into ones. Show me those Motor City titties, baby. Yeah, yeah.
I love the way she crawls on stage. I love the way she bends. And every time we're up in there, I always make new friends.
Break it down quick. Amber, Bambi, Cherry, and Brandy. Angel, Asia, Destiny, and Candy. Magic, Trixie, Portia, and Mickey. Ginger, Jasmine, Jasmine, and Nikki.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby. Show me those Motor City titties.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
Pocket full of singles and they're all for you.
Show me those Motor City titties, baby.
I don't give a fuck if the rent is due.
I'm gonna withdraw all my funds. Turn all my 20s into ones. Show me those Motor City titties, baby. Yeah, yeah.
So boys,
Are you looking to party tonight?
We're here to pop some champ and make it rain on you, ho.
Word.
This is Boone's Farm.
Why you gotta be so uptight?
Wait, are you the potty mouth sissies?
Yes, no, yes, no, yes.
Security.
Damn it.
Darn.
I love you.